Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We are now beginning the sixth parak of Masechet Nedarim. And the sixth parak takes us into new territory. To summarize, the first couple prakim of Nedarim dealt with the basic definition of a neder, tethering a neder to Davar HaNadur, not Davar HaAsur. The third parak dealt with those extravagant type of Nedarim that for one reason or another are either ipso facto permitted or are available for release, Machloket Rabbi Ami v'Rav Shmuel. And then the fourth and fifth parakim dealt with the relationship between a mudar and madir. The sixth parak will begin, and it will take us through the middle of the eighth, really, an analysis of what language means within a neder, not the formula of the neder, but the object of the specifics of the neder, such that if you take a neder affecting X or Y or class Z, what things are included. That will then pan off to discussing areas of time limitations, how long a neder lasts, depending on how you formulated it, etc. So we'll begin now with the sixth parak. Hanoder min ha-mivushal. If someone says, I am banning myself from mivushal, that which is cooked. Mutar b'tzli v'shaluk. They're allowed to eat roasted meat and boiled meat. It's only cooked meat they're not allowed to eat. But, amar konam tavshil she'ini toem. If they said, I'm not eating a tavshil, which sounds like the same word as mivushal, but it's not. Asur b'masek dera rach u'mutar b'aveh. They are not allowed to eat soft or loose cooked things, liquidy things, but they're allowed to eat thick things, and it's things that are very dense. Umutar betzah turmita, they're allowed to eat hard-boiled eggs. Uvadala'a taramutza, it's some sort of a squash or something which is rimutza. We will see later on what that refers to. Now, hanoderim ma'asek deira, later on meaning not in this shir, but in one of the next few. Hanoderim ma'asek deira, this is Mishnah Bet. If someone takes a neder from ma'asek dera, literally that which is made in a pot, en asur ela ma'asek ritchata, then they're not allowed to eat. They're only banned from things which are boiled in the pot. However, amar konam hayored likdera sheni toim, and if they said, I'm banning myself from anything that goes into the pot, in other words, that is made in the pot at all, asur b'chol mit balishlim bakdera, then they're banned from anything that's cooked in the pot, meaning even stuff that is cooked or boiled or in however way it's made. Now, the Gemara immediately brings a dissenting opinion to the first clause. Tanya, Rabbi Shia Oser. Rabbi Shia says, if you take a neder min ha-mivushal, you're not allowed to eat roasted meat or boiled meat either. And the one pasuk we have on our page, he brings as an allusion, not a full proof, but an allusion. Shenemar in Devarim, this is in the discussion of Yoshiyahu's Pesach. Vayvashlu et haPesach ba'esh kamishpat. They cooked the Pesach in a fire, and as we all know, Korban Pesach may not be cooked; it has to be roasted. So we see from here that the word levashel can mean roasted and not necessarily exclusively cooked. Parenthetically, this pasuk serves really as a bridge between what possibly are two conflicting pasukim, the pasuk in Shmot Yud Bet that says, that you're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach, against Dvarim Tet Zayin Uvishalta V'Achalta, and this seems to be a harmonizing verse that says Bishul can also be without water. In any case, Leimim Bahakami Palgi, so perhaps the dispute between Rabbi Yeshia and our Tana is to Rabbi Yeshia Savar Halechachar Lashon Torah, but Tani Lan Savar Nedarim Halechachar Lashon Bnei Adam. Maybe Rabbi Yeshia says that the scriptural definition of a word is what defines it for Nedarim, and the Tanakama, which is the opinion we've been operating with since the minute go in Nedarim, maintains that we follow colloquial use for Nedarim. That of course, is being brought up as a challenge because we don't think that anybody is going to accept the notion that Nedarim follow some sort of a standard formula of language as opposed to colloquial usage. Lo, the kuliyama Nedarim alacha chalosh b'nei adam. We rectify it. Markiatre. Everybody was just representing the way that language is used in their own place. Our Tana in his town roasted is called Sli and cooked is called Mavushal, and they never mixed them up. In Rabbi Yoshia's town, Afilut Sli Karu Mavushal, they even refer to roasted as Mavushal. So that is the answer. So now the Gemara challenges Vahakra Nasivla. But Rabbi Yeshia brought a pasuk. The answer is asmachta bi'alma. The pasuk was just there as post facto support for the idea that the way we speak in our town has some precedence to it. But really, he was not using that to bolster his argument. His argument is based on the way that they speak in their town, which, by the way, means that in Rabbi Yeshia's town, if you say kona mevushal, it refers to anything even roasted. Okay, the next part of that Mishnah, Konam Tavshil, said that he's not allowed to eat any cooked item. Now, Hami Tavshil Nadar, but he said Tavshil, which means a cooked item. So why is he banned from roasted, etc.? Marbaya Haitana Komidi de Midachil Beirifta Tavshil Karule. Again, it's about language. Our Tana says that anything that's eaten with bread is called a Tavshil. So that's Tavshil is not the same as Mavushal. Tavshil becomes its own unique phrase. Vatanya, and we have now support from a bright. Anodim in a tavshil, if you take a neder from eating tavshil, asur b'chol mine tavshil. You're not allowed to eat any sort of tavshil. V'asur b'tzli uv'shaluk umvushal, whether it's roasted or boiled or cooked, you're not allowed to eat it. V'asur behetriot rakot. This is a reference to evidently soft, gourd innards, the innards of a pumpkin. Shacholin ochlin bahen pitan. This is what the sick people use with their bread. And the point of this braita being brought is to demonstrate that anything that's eaten with bread, even if it's something that only sick people eat with their bread, that's called a tavshil. Even though it's the inner gourd, the inner of a gourd, which isn't even cooked at all, that's called tavshil. And therefore, tavshil does not have anything to do with how it got made, but rather how it's used or how it's eaten. Now, Aini, is that true? Is it true? Now, this is a tangential challenge. Is it true that the innards of gourds really are things that sick people eat? For Rabbi Yirmiyah Chalash, Rabbi Yirmiyah was sick. A doctor went to cure him. He saw a pumpkin sitting in the house. Vishav Kivanafak, he walked out on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar, he said, Malach Mota Eat Leila Den Beveta. This guy has a Malach Amavis in his house. In other words, the pumpkin is toxic. And he has it in his house. How can I cure him? How can I go and cure him? So lokasha habrichichi habashuni. So we resolve this contradiction by saying, if you have a soft pumpkin, that's healthy. If you have a hard one, a shune, then indeed that's toxic. Rabbar Ulamar, you give a different answer. Habakra gufe, the pumpkin itself is dangerous. Vahabigave dekra, the insides, that's the healthy part. Damar of Yehuda, how do we know? Luliva dekra, basilka. The soft part of a pumpkin should be eaten with beets. Leave it a chitna b'kutcha. Soft part of kitna should be eaten with this the kutach mix that we've studied about in Psachim. But the arza asur l'amro b'fnei ma'aretz. There's different reasons why you're not allowed to tell an ignorant person this. The Ran says because then he's going to start tearing up the seeds, the plants, in order to get the seeds, in order to be able to eat this thing properly. But this is, by the way, culinary advice. It's not medical advice. Just saying what the best way to prepare this kind of food is. But the point is that the soft part, the inner part of the plant is healthy and something people would eat, etc. Now, parenthetically, within the parentheses, Rav Amar Man Cholin, who are the sick people that we're talking about in that Braita that eat that way? Rabbanan, that refers to the students. Students are automatically sick people. Where do we get that? Rava Latame. Rava is following his own reason. Da'ama Rava, this is a Gemara in Roshana. Keman Matzlin and Al-Ktsire Ve'al-Mirie. Based on whose opinion do we daven for the Ktsire and the Mirie, the invalid and the sick? Come on, Rabbi Yossi. The answer is Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi's opinion, if you recall back in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudalad, is that Adam Nidan B'chol Yom, that a person is judged every day. Not Rosh Hashanah, but rather every day, so therefore we have to daven for the sick every day. Now, midamar k'tziri umire, from the fact that Rava called the invalid and the sick separately, shma minak k'tziri k'tziri mamash, so therefore k'tziri means the really sick people, miri must be a reference to another class of people who are inherently weaker and not as strong, not as healthy, but aren't what we would call sick people, and that is the Rabbanan. The students generally got less sleep and ate less and didn't get outside as much, and therefore they were typically less healthy. And so therefore Rava says they're called cholim. And therefore that's who it is that we are referring to who eat this particular thing with bread. Okay, we will pick up at this point, Emir Tashem, in the next year, and go for one daf to daf nun amud bet. Everybody should have a wonderful day.